This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I'm saying that Abe Lincoln could dunk James Madison.
Oh, okay. That's what you're telling me.
Tell everybody in America, what's the name of that song?
It's a Hokey Pokey.
You're exactly right.
It's a Hokey Pokey.
From Flatwoods, Kentucky. Garbanzo beans.
You know, Garbanzo Bean is still on the road. We sort of launched his career.
Yeah.
Actually. I'm Tim Wildman. Welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Ed Battagliano is with me. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
And Wesley Wildman is back for your... How many times have you been on this show here?
This is number two. And I'm having to readjust my professional setting from... visiting with financial supporters of ours to Trivia Friday.
Yeah, your day job is going out and meeting and greeting people who support American Family Association.
That's right.
Radio.
But you have to be professional when you do that.
What?
You have to be professional when you do that.
Yeah. Are you saying this show is not professional?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
You have to readjust your mindset to be more juvenile?
Right.
Is that what you're saying, Wesley? Okay. Yes. All right. So it's Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. J.J. Jasper is on the road. What's he doing now?
Well, J.J. is, texted me and he said, "Good morning, Ed. I'm in Dubuque, Iowa and won't be on trivia this morning. Spoke at Clarity Clinic Pro-Life Banquet last night. It was the largest crowd for a banquet ever for the ministry with nearly 500 attending. Met many Learning University students
in Dubuque.
In Dubuque. P.S. The wind chill is in the 20s this morning with some possible snow in the forecast."
Yeah.
So I guess that's the danger when you go above the Mason-Dixon line. So
yeah,
anyway, so you know, JJ does these speaking events a lot, especially pro-life ministries and stuff. So folks, if you want to find out where JJ is going to be in the weeks ahead, or
where
if you want to
have
him,
that's
right. Or if you want to have him at your event, go to jjjasper.com.
You better book him early.
I know it. His spaces fill up. He's on the road a lot.
So where do they go, JJ Jasper?
jjjasper.com.
jjjasper.com. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. This is what we do Fridays. You know, Monday through Thursday, we spend a lot of time talking about the end of the world. And
the seriousness.
Yeah, but on Fridays we act like there's not going to be an end to the world. We just have fun.
I don't know about that because, see, when I get to tune in on my lunch break, sometimes I feel like I should text Sean and say, "This is not Trivia Friday. This is Tuesday or this is Wednesday."
Right.
You think so, sometimes we have too much fun
during
the week?
I think sometimes you forget. We're not there yet. It's not Friday yet.
Yeah. So let me get this straight. This is your second time on Trivia Friday,
right.
And now you're going to lecture us?
I'm the dean, and he's a tenured professor, so we can vote you out.
Well, you haven't seen my grades yet, if you were to see my grades.
Trivia Friday is on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. Here's how we do this. We're going to have three questions each. Ed, Wesley, and yours truly will have three questions each. Then we'll open up the phone lines and let you call in and answer one of those questions and or ask us a question. Now, the phone number to reach us here on American Family Radio is as follows, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. Now, one ground rule we do have is please don't call if you've gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks. We want as many new people to have an opportunity to get on the program as possible. So if you've gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, please do not call that number. Secondly, one of the questions when answered here during the show is our mystery question. And if answered correctly, you will win something. But the sound you will hear if answered correctly is what?
That sounds like a cowbell.
Yeah, that's the beloved cowbell right there. The beloved cowbell will ring. It will ring, and you will know then you have answered the mystery question correctly, and then you will be sent a free Learning University T-shirt. free Learning University t-shirt will be sent your way if you answer that mystery question.
Now, who's covering the cost there? Is JJ covering the cost since he's not here?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. That's
because nothing's free. Remember? Nothing's free.
No, they say.
I think we cover the cost.
There's no free lunch. There's no free lunches. That's you were going to say?
Well, I was going to say that anyone can get a t-shirt. You don't have to just wait and win it with the mystery question.
That's true.
You can go to afastore.net.
And get a Learning University
And get a Learning University
t-shirt.
For $15. For only $15.
Yeah. Go to afastore.net and look at the t-shirt, afastore.net. We just got these printed about a month ago, and they're $15 each. You can't beat that right there.
And a lot of people already had these shirts. I've seen people wear them, and if you do, take a picture of it and send it to us. We'd get it up on our Facebook page.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Take a picture.
And you can watch the show today at our Today's Issues Facebook page. Today's Issues Facebook if you want to watch the show live today. Ed, what are your questions?
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate that. Here are my three questions. In the John Wayne movies, The Quiet Man, McClintock, and Big Jake, who is the female lead? Who is the female lead? Well, World Series is going on, so here's a World Series question. Only one major league team outside the U.S. has ever won the World Series. What is that team? And third question, yesterday was actually the 136th anniversary of this event. So here's my question. What was the name of the most famous shootout in the history of the American Wild West, which famously included Wyatt Earp? And as a bonus question, in what town did it take place? You can tell me the town as well. Anyway, those are my three questions.
Okay, what do you got, Wesley?
Before I go to my questions, am I a student?
No, you're a professor.
I am a professor.
Yeah.
Okay.
In training.
In training. Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
In honor of our hockey fanatic here, Ed Vitagliano, the professor.
It's a proud one, too.
I have a hockey question. Who was the last professional hockey player to play without a helmet? Who was the last professional hockey player to play without a helmet? My second question is,
and what happened to him?
Hey, listen, their goaltenders used to play without masks.
Oh my word!
Yeah, that was back in the I think the 60s.
So they start their career with a face and teeth, and they end their career without a face and teeth.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
that pretty much happens anyways, doesn't it? In hockey nowadays.
They wear visors and stuff
even
now.
Though they're rough.
Yeah.
Okay. Which country has the most volcanoes? Which country has the most volcanoes? And my last question, and I can't help but use a Christmas question because, I mean, I was in Kroger last night and they've already got Christmas stuff up. We just not even in November.
I'm not surprised.
They don't
that.
Hold a candle to Cracker Barrel.
Exactly.
Nah, that's true. Cracker Barrel's got it going in August.
August, yeah. That's right.
That is true.
Yeah.
Santa has a naughty and nice list. How many times did he check that list? Out of Santa's naughty and nice list, how many times will he check it?
All right, my three questions are as follows. What's the colored part of the human eye called? What's the colored part of the human eye called? Number two, what kind of person should not be honored on a U.S. postal stamp according to the U.S. Postal Service? What kind of person shall not be honored on the U.S. postal stamp? You know what I'm talking about? A stamp.
Stamp, oh, sure. I used to use those way back. When?
According to the U.S. Postal Service, what kind of person they don't allow on there or to be honored. Number three, name the three primary colors. You remember your art class in sixth grade or younger? What are the three primary colors? Pretty easy one there, but hey, we got to have one
easy
one.
Well, a lot of times I'll have easy questions and no one will answer them. I'll go,
I know.
What are our students doing? They're on their phones.
Back to the phone. Let's go to the phones.
Go to the phones. All right, Oklahoma. Mike is on the line. Mike, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Howdy, guys. Good morning to you.
Well, good morning to you. Yes, you want to ask, answer, or do both, Mike?
Let's try both.
All right. Which question you want to try to answer?
I'll try that one of yours about the shootout.
All right. What was the name of the most famous shootout in the history of the American Wild West, which famously included Wyatt Earp? And if you can, tell me what town it took place in.
Okay. I think that would be the shootout at the OK Corral.
That is correct.
Oh, and I think it was Tombstone, Arizona.
Tombstone, Arizona Territory. Mike, you knocked it out of the park.
Did he say Golden Corral?
The Golden shootout at the Golden Corral.
No, Wesley. Wesley's only what are you, 28 now?
Yes.
So he's not familiar with these old movies like we are.
Oh, yeah.
So I can see how
out of the OK Corral.
So I can,
was that a serious question?
Yeah.
Golden Corral.
No.
Oh, it wasn't.
No,
that's
that
the
was
red
a trivia question. Yeah.
Pulling air leg.
All right. And yesterday was the 136th anniversary of that shootout. Good job, Mike.
You know,
there you go.
I think that was John Wayne and Jeff Foxworthy going at it in the shootout at the Golden Corral.
Jeff,
it was a follow-up to the shootout.
It was a follow-up.
That was the shootout at the Redneck Corral, wasn't it?
The reenactment.
You might be a redneck, Jeff.
You might be a redneck.
All right, Mike, what's your question for us?
Okay, I got one for you guys here. JJ might have known it, but here it is. What is the longest runway in North America?
JJ, I'll take
two answers on it.
Okay. All right. We're talking to Mike.
Mike from Oklahoma.
Mike, the longest runway, pardon me, in the USA?
North America?
What did you say? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
North America.
Well, It's
Texas.
Texas, the biggest in everything,
right?
Right? Yeah. Okay, Texas is not a runway.
No, but they have a runway in Texas somewhere.
Yes, they do. They have,
sure.
They have more than one, actually. I'm going to say, who knows?
But I have no idea. JJ might have known that.
JFK Airport.
Okay, JFK.
It could be one.
It would have to be international airport. But
we're going to say JFK.
We'll say JFK, Mike.
Okay, well, no, the longest continuously paved runway is at Denver International.
Oh.
And it's 16,000 plus feet long.
Now, does that have something to do with the fact that it's up so high and the air would be thinner?
That is one reason. That is one reason, yes.
Wow.
Thinner air and longer distance. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's a good.
Because it's less friction, and sure. So you take longer for a plane to stop.
Times five in the aerodynamics and everything.
Yeah,
now,
something.
The actual longest runway in the world is at Edwards Air Force Base in California, but it's not paved, continuously paved. It's got flat spots that are,
Is that for the space shuttle?
Yes, and that runway is over 7 miles long.
Oh, wow.
Seven miles long because the space shuttle, takes a while to slow down.
So part of it is not paved. So that if something happens, it can like dirt can slow it down, kind of thing, or.
Yeah, it's hard desert ground out there. So it's it'll throw some dust, but that's about it.
Yeah, okay.
They also had some budgetary problems.
Yeah. We could only pave it for. Yeah. For, they, we could only pay for 3.5 miles.
We're trying to have some cookouts and things of that nature.
Bake sales
to help raise.
Help us pave the runway. All right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it, brother. Have a good weekend.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed and Wesley. We thank you for listening to American Family Radio. If you want to send us an email, you can do so at comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net. If you want to watch the show today, you can do so at the Today's Issues Facebook page. We're live video streaming there as well. Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to Virginia, and Dave is on the line. Dave, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, brothers. How are you today?
Doing mighty fine. We appreciate
great.
It. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Dave?
I would like to do both, please.
All right, which question you want to answer?
I want Ed's number one question, the John Wayne co-star.
Okay, here's the question. In the John Wayne movies, The Quiet Man, McClintock, and Big Jake, who is the female lead?
Well, in The Quiet Man, the lead was Maureen O'Hara.
That is true. Absolutely. You got it right.
Maureen O'Hara.
Yes, Maureen O'Hara was in all three of those movies. She was called the only woman tough enough to be opposite John Wayne. her character was always.
She was up in Ireland. She was an Irish girl to start with.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And then later movies, you could tell she had the red hair and the green eyes to go with it. Later movies, I mean by the colorized or color.
And that fiery disposition.
That's right. Yeah, she was tough in all those movies. Good job, Dave. What's your question for us?
Okay, it's a history question. What was the largest single maritime disaster in recorded world history? And I'd kind of be surprised if anybody knows it.
Well, I appreciate your confidence in us there.
All right, well, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, Dave. So don't say yes or no.
Yeah. All right, Dave. Yeah, don't comment and don't snicker. Okay.
Okay.
Just give us 30 seconds here. Hold on.
Now, and by the way, Dave, biggest maritime disaster in world history or U.S. history?
In world history, and it was a tragedy.
Okay.
Anyone would be a tragedy, but this was more than a tragedy.
It wasn't war. Can you tell us that much? Or you
it
can't?
Was. During war, yes.
It was during war.
All right, so what about like the sinking of the Lusitania or something? I just don't know numbers.
I know. The Titanic?
I don't think I think Lusitania was more than the Titanic, but I don't know if it's the largest.
It's probably something we've never heard of, frankly. But Wesley, you're not adding much to the conversation.
No, I'm just like trying to figure out. I don't even know where to begin.
Right. Okay. Well, that's a good admittance.
That's nothing wrong with that.
No, you know, you don't know where to begin.
Still, Titanic.
Still rookie status here. So.
If you don't know where to begin, don't begin.
Exactly.
Just what's the old saying, you know, better to keep your mouth shut than open it up and let people know.
Oh, better to be thought a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt.
See, right. I read Abraham Lincoln. Right. I know. Right.
I think that was Homer, actually. But all right, we don't. The answer is we don't know.
Dave, we're going to say the Lusitania. We're going to guess.
Okay, well, this one actually dwarfed the Lusitania. I'm going to read you just a little short couple of sentences here in history. On January 30th, 1945, the Russian submarine S-13 sank a German cruise ship named the Wilhelm Gustloff in the Baltic Sea. The vessel was evacuating ethnic Germans, Baltic state citizens from all three, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia, and wounded German soldiers from the Russian front. There were estimated to have been over 10,000 people on board. An estimated 9,000 to 9,500 died, mostly from drowning, including, this is horrible, about 5,000 children.
Huh.
And the Germans were rescuing the people from the Baltic states because they knew the Russians were going to take the Baltic states. Germany was pretty much in retreat at the time, and it's been buried in history. But it dwarfed the Lusitania and the Titanic. And
10,000 people got on a boat. Dang.
Well, it was a cruise ship that was evacuated. So they were packed on. Yeah.
Yeah, like sardines.
They were packed on like sardines.
Yeah.
Wow, that's horrifying.
Exactly how many were on. There were about over 10,000.
I didn't know about that.
I'd never heard about that. Dave, thank you. That is a great bit of trivia and
history.
Put that in the filing cabinet somewhere. But thank you, Dave.
Google that on Wilhelm Gustloff. Google that, and you can read all about it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Yep. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ.
No.
Well, JJ's gone. Wesley Wildman is filling in for the aforementioned and J.J. Jasper, who's traveling somewhere. He's in Dubuque.
Still learning, though.
He's in Dubuque, Iowa.
Yeah. Where the wind chill is supposed to be 20 degrees today.
Yeah, he's whining. He's up there whining, you know. All right. Did somebody make you go, J.J.? That would be my question. So you get there, nobody made you go, and then you complain about it.
Then
the
you
weather.
Complain, yeah. Yeah.
You know, have a better attitude. That's just what I would say. Get you a Joel Osteen book or something. I don't know what you need to do.
But figure it out.
Yeah. Every day is a Friday, and today happens to be Friday.
Friday, absolutely. Yeah. What are your questions?
All right, well, I'm going to have to add. I've already had two answered, good. So I'm going to have to add a couple of questions. Here's the only one I've got left for my original three. Now I'm going to put some other World Series questions in. First World Series question, only one Major League Baseball team outside the U.S. has ever won the World Series. What team is it? Second question, the New York Yankees have won the most World Series with 27. Which team is second? And third question, the first World Series was held in 1903. What two teams played in it? First World Series. That's what I've got.
What do you got, Wesley?
Questions that I have not been answered are all three, and they are, who was the last professional hockey player to play without a helmet? Who was the last professional hockey player?
I don't know the answer to that one. That's a good question.
Good. Which country has the most volcanoes? And last, the naughty or nice list from Santa Claus, how many times does he check it?
How many times does old St. Nick check that thing? Okay, here are my three. What's the colored part of the human eye called? The colored part of the human eye, what is it called? Number two, what kind of person shall not be honored on U.S. postal stamps?
Would be discriminated against on the...
Better said?
It's better said.
What kind of person, Wesley says, should be discriminated against on a U.S. postal stamp, according to the U.S. Postal Service?
There you go. That's
better. They're doing the discriminating.
That's it.
Right.
Okay. All right, number three. Name the three primary colors. Back to the phones.
Cousin Ed. We go to...
Cousin Eddie?
Cousin Eddie.
Eddie? All right, Virginia, again.
Real nice, Clark.
Get you something real nice.
Real nice, Clark.
Well, we are coming up to that time of the year. But anyway,
Christmas vacation.
All right, Robert from Virginia. Robert, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, professors.
Good morning to you, sir. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both.
All right, which question?
The one about the eye.
All right, Tim.
What's that now? About
the
eye?
Eyes have it.
What's the colored part of the human eye called, Robert?
I think it's the iris.
The iris. I-R-I-S. You got your, what are the other?
The apple of your eye.
Cornea.
The apple of your eye. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree either. And that would be you and me.
The pupil of the eye?
Huh?
The
corneas.
You got the pupil.
You got the corneas.
Well, let's see, Robert. How many eye parts you know, Robert? Robert, lay it on us.
The iris and the cornea is what I know. But you knew the iris. Yeah, I knew the iris and the cornea and the lens.
You got the retina in there.
The retina. You got the white of the eye.
The retina's in there somewhere, though.
The white of the eye. Whatever that's called.
That's called the white of the eye.
The eye of the tiger.
And let me just say this, without trying to get too serious here, you have the colored part of the eye and the white of the eye, and guess what? Working together, the body can see. We can get together. We can make it together, my friends.
We are the world. We are the eyeball.
The eyeball of the world.
All right.
God has given us a sign. All right, Robert, what's your question for us?
We got to take a break.
All right.
Just stop right there, Robert.
All right, hang on, Robert.
Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, Robert, stop right there because we got to take a break.
You got to hang with us, Robert. Can you hang through the break?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think we covered all the eye parts. You got your retina, lens, iris.
The white eye.
Pupil.
The pupil.
The white part is what Ed called it, right?
The white part.
White of the eye.
The question was, what's the colored part of the human eye? And that would be the iris. What you got? Green, blue.
Hazel.
Brown. Is those the four eye colors? Is
yeah,
that all,
green.
Is that all? Green? Did we say green?
We said green.
Any sometimes, other kind of eye colors?
Sometimes red.
Red.
Like when you take a picture. I've seen that lots of times.
Okay, yeah. You are correct,
I was
sir.
Thinking That's when a, you were when someone's angry.
All right. No. True?
True.
We'll be back in a minute. Stay with us.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
American Family Radio and Preborn are partnering to help save babies' lives throughout America.
Well, my name is Dan Steiner, and I'm the president of Preborn. Ultrasound truly is a game changer. When a mom comes into a pregnancy center under pressure to abort her child, perhaps the dad's gone, perhaps her mother is pressuring her. Most of the time in her heart, she doesn't want to abort, but what she needs is something that will give her the strength to choose life against the pressures forcing her to consider abortion. That's the ultrasound. If she hears her baby's heartbeat and sees that baby on ultrasound, 80% of the time she'll choose life.
Be a compassionate answer to abortion and help save a baby's life. Go to preborn.com now. That's preborn.com. Or dial #250 and say keyword baby. That's #250 and say baby. All gifts are tax deductible. Your love can save a life.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and commentary next.
From director Kevin Sorbo and executive producer Sean Hannity comes Let There Be Light. Saul Harkins is a man who has turned away from God, but a near-fatal car crash gives him one last chance to renew his life, his family, and his faith. Let There Be Light, rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. More information is available at LetThereBeLightMovie.com.
Liberty University is preparing students to enter a competitive job market. They have a low student-to-professor ratio, a caring Christian faculty, and more than 550 programs of study, ranging from undergraduate certificates to doctoral degrees. As the largest Christian university in the world, Liberty continues to establish itself as both a leading liberal arts university and an institution dedicated to the Christian faith. Learn more at liberty.edu. That's liberty.edu. There's been a lot of vitriol surrounding the National Football League protest. Lots of shouting, lots of name-calling. It's a simple thing, really, standing for the national anthem. A brief respite from our daily routines to reflect on the blessing God lavished on all of us. Isaiah Fordham knows something about that. He's a running back and defensive end for Santa Fe High School in New Mexico. Big fella, 200 pounds, all muscle. His dad served in the military. So did his grandfather and his great-grandfather before him. A local reporter asked Isaiah whether he would take a knee for the national anthem. In a split second, Isaiah answered that question, never. He would never do such a thing. But what if a teammate took a knee? Isaiah looked at the reporter and said without hesitation, he'd make him stand up. And I have no doubt that's exactly what he would do. Spoken like a true patriot and defensive end. I'm Todd Starnes.
This our like our official. We should make this like our official theme song for.
Yeah.
This is Rocking Bullwinkle.
Is that
a classic.
What that is?
Yeah.
Okay. I recognized it, but I didn't know. I couldn't put the. I didn't watch Rocky and Book.
Oh, you didn't.
Well, I know who you're talking about, but I wasn't a.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was watching.
Hey, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Pink Panther and things of that nature.
Yeah.
All right, back to the phones. Robert's in Virginia. This is Trivia Friday show, and Robert had a two-part question he was going to challenge us with. So, Robert, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Go ahead. Fire away.
All right. What is the only country that its flag had a Bible on it. And what is the Bible turned to open to? What verse?
We've had this question before, it seems like.
Well, I think we did.
What was the first half of that?
What is the only country that has whose flag has a Bible on it, and it's open, open Bible. Open Bible, right, Robert?
Yes, yes.
And what's the verse? Hey, can you tell us, is it, give us a hint, is it European or Asian or African?
Being more Pacific, it's over here in the Caribbean.
Okay. Oh, that would be the Bahamas, probably. Am I right?
I'm going to go with Bahamas because I have no idea. I'm going with Tim.
Okay.
Same here.
It'd be the Bahamas? Yeah.
No, you missed it. It's Dominican Republic.
Wow, has an open Bible. And what is the, what is it open to?
The open Bible is open to John 8:32.
You should know the truth.
The verse that says, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
Wow, the Dominican Republic. Wow. Well, that's awesome. Yeah.
Okay.
That's good to know.
I know it.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, appreciate it. That's an excellent trivia question and good for the Dominican Republic. So thank you.
I know it. I agree.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it. You have a good weekend.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. Say good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Ed.
And Wesley Wildman is filling in for the aforementioned J.J. Jasper, who's in Dubuque, Iowa. He's once again running from the law. Yes. I think it's the tax man this time. Isn't it?
He's always running from someone.
Well, that's what I'm saying. No. I think it's the tax man.
He was speaking in Dubuque, Iowa last night. And so if folks, you want to know where he's going to be, because we don't know, but if you want to know where he's going to be like next week or speaking in the next couple of weeks, maybe he's coming to a place near you, just go to jjjasper.com. You can also go there to jjjasper.com if you want to have JJ come to your community. Mm-hmm. So
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions real quickly, and then we'll take a whole bunch of phone calls between now and the top of the hour.
All right, here are my three. They're all World Series questions with the World Series unfolding as we speak. Only one Major League Baseball team outside the U.S., in other words, not based in the U.S., has ever won the World Series. What team is it? Second question, the New York Yankees have won the most World Series. That's with 27. Which team is second? And my third question, the first World Series was held in 1903. What two teams played in that first World Series? I will accept the cities if that's all you can come up with. All right.
All right. Who was the last professional hockey player to play without a helmet? Which country has the most volcanoes? And last but not least, Santa has a naughty nice list. How many times will he check it?
You talk about a range of difficulty going from 10 to zero. That last one you ask is, I mean, you ought to be able to get that.
Exactly.
In your sleep, you know what I'm saying?
In fact, it literally says beside it, easy.
Yeah, well, And then that first one you ask, nobody knows. That won't be answered.
No, that's the hard one.
Yeah. Even I don't know. But now we do encourage people to look these up so they can Google it. So, folks, you really have no excuse.
Yeah. But I bet you can narrow it down to about five. I bet you could.
Me? Yeah. No, absolutely.
No, absolutely. No.
Yeah. No, I couldn't even
I bet you
close.
Can narrow it down to about 10. No.
Here are my questions. What kind of person shall not be honored on the U.S. Postal stamp according to the U.S. Postal Service? They do discriminate, as Wesley said.
Absolutely.
U.S. Postal Service. Even in this day and age.
Yeah.
They do discriminate. I want to know what they discriminate against. Number two, name the three primary colors. Three primary colors. And here, I'm going to add a new question. Which instrument has 47 strings and 7 pedals?
What?
Wow. 47 strings and 7 pedals?
Which instrument has 47 strings? I'm talking about wearing your fingers out. And 7 pedals.
And only one person plays this at a time?
I'm not answering any further questions okay. related to that. I'm just
wow, telling you that's you I'm some talent
I'm
there.
I'm describing the instrument in detail. Yeah. Fairly detailed. All right, here's our phone number, by the way, for Trivia Friday. If you want to call in and ask a question, answer one of ours, 888-589-8840. That's toll-free, 888-589-8840. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net, and you can go to our Facebook page if you want to watch the show live there. Today's Issues Facebook page, you can watch the show live there. Back to the phones.
Back to the phones. We had some questions from Virginia, now West Virginia, and Ralph is on the line. Ralph, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, fellas.
Hey, Ralph, welcome. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both, please.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
I'm going to try to prime colors.
Oh, the primary?
Primary color.
Primary color. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's a question. Name the three primary colors.
Red, blue, yellow.
Red, blue, yellow.
Yeah.
Red, blue,
so
yellow.
So from those three colors, you can get all the colors
yeah.
that exist.
That's right.
I've never tried it myself. Have you?
I've not.
Have you, Ralph?
I used to mix up my paints when I was building models, come up with some real obscure colors.
I wonder how you get, let's say, for instance, silver. Ralph, have you got any idea?
I don't know. I think it's its own color, ain't it?
Well, you telling me then red, blue, and yellow, you can't get silver out of that? Not mixing those up some kind of
form? You know what? I don't know. But
doesn't that bother – that question doesn't bother anybody else but me?
That's a good question. When you get to the questions like black and white, I'm not sure.
Maybe it's this way. Maybe the answer is this, that these are the primary colors.
Yes.
Red, blue, and yellow, like Ralph said. But from that, you get all other colors except for black and white.
But the other ones are secondary colors, right?
Well, all the other colors are supposed to be secondary.
Right. Yeah.
But now black and white, I'm going to look that up. I'm going to try to get
black and white would provide a gray type silver.
But right, Ralph, how do you get green?
Well, that's yellow and blue.
And blue.
But you're not Ralph, though, Ed.
Oh, sorry.
Right. I was, yeah. But if you want to take over for Ralph, go ahead, Ed.
I'm sorry. Wesley, I thought it was a general
Wesley
question.
Wesley and I, we can go answer emails if you don't need us.
Okay. I'm sorry, right, Ralph.
Yeah. Hey, Ralph, good. What's your question for us, brother?
Okay. If there were dogs on the moon, what kind of parasites would they have?
What
kind of question is
if there were dogs on the moon, what kind of? This is a joke. So
I think that was a Black Sabbath song. you were listening to that hard rock music, weren't you?
Was that Pink Floyd, Far Side of the Moon?
Far Side of the Moon.
Okay.
I think Ozzy Osbourne sang this song he's talking about.
If dogs were on the moon,
what
kind of parasites would there's going to be some kind of little funny thing that
So. Let's think about this for a minute.
Moon
river, moon, Kentucky moon, moon over Kentucky.
Blue moon.
We don't know, Ralph. We don't know. What's the answer?
Lunatics.
Lunatics.
Oh, give it up. Yeah. That's great.
I like it.
Well, yeah, lunatics. Lunatics. That's a J.J. Jasper right there, joke right there. That's so corny, it's funny.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ralph, thank you, bro. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Take care. All right, Ralph calling there from West Virginia. Now we go to Brian. He's in Texas.
Brian is in Texas. Brian, welcome to Trivia Friday.
How y'all doing?
Hey, we're doing great. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Brian?
I will do both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
Well, let me go to the professor in training, and I'm going to answer his easy one. So.
Yeah.
Okay, which
question?
Come on, which question is it, Ed? Come on. Yeah. Which is the easy one? All right, Brian, go ahead. Let Wesley ask a question again, then you answer. Go ahead.
The three questions?
Well, yeah, do your job, professor in training.
Three questions I have. Who was the last professional
hockey player? Well, I think he wants the Santa.
He wants the quick Christmas
I know
quick.
What he wants, but you said go answer, repeat the question. I don't want to assume that that's the one he's going to answer. He doesn't even say what
no,
he's
going to
answer.
No, that's the one I'm going to answer.
Duly noted, but I think he did say Christmas. But, okay. If you want to be a smart ass listener, go ahead, because I think all our listeners
None of my professors when I was at college did that, but he's a professor in training, so yes. I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I haven't crossed
but
over
the... It should be noted that Professor Ed and Dean Tim will be voting on whether the professor in training, Wesley, will be accepted into our fraternity. But
Santa
anyway.
Has a naughty and nice list. How many times does he check it?
He checks it twice.
Oh,
hey!
Yeah. Wow! Whoa! Never didn't see that one.
But hey, you know why?
Why?
You know why he checks it twice?
Why? Is
because
that?
Mrs. Claus told him to.
You better check that again. That doesn't sound right to me.
We
did
not laugh at that one. We're on radio.
Santa Claus is coming.
All righty.
All right, Brian. Good job. What's your question for us?
Before I do that, y'all were talking about rednecks earlier, so let me give you the redneck word for the day real quick.
Okay.
Okay, the redneck word for the day is Ebola. It's Ebola. And the way that you use it is, man, he's pretty good at that game. Well, heck yeah. Ebola 300 on average.
Hey, I got to tell the joke I've told 1,000 times on this show, Brian. It related to that. It was back during Jeff Foxworthy's heyday, and he had the, you know, you might be a redneck gift.
Yeah.
He said, There's two words that don't go together. He said, NASA and Alabama. he was talking about the, you know, they got the big NASA plant over there in Huntsville. I'm sorry. I've just offended all our Huntsville. Well,
no,
they're probably laughing.
Jeff Foxworthy offended.
I'm just quoting Jeff Foxworthy.
There you go.
He just said two words that didn't go together.
Yeah, that's a very good Jeff Foxworthy imitation, by the way.
All right, Brian.
What's your question for us?
Well, I have three that you can pick from. One is a Texas history question, one is a Christian music question, and one is a college football question. So which one do y'all want?
College football.
Let's go college football.
Mm-hmm.
Go college football. Okay. Well, it's kind of related to high school also. Two All-American receivers in college played at W.T. White High School in Dallas. Not at the same time, in different decades, and they played in college in different decades. One of them is a retired NFL receiver, and the other one is playing in the NFL right now. Can you name those two? They played at W.T. White High School in Dallas.
You can't tell me... You can't tell me what
one of them was a Heisman Trophy winner. I'll just
tell
me
Tim
one
Brown.
One of them was a Heisman Trophy. One of them was Tim Brown. That's correct. And the other one, can you guess it?
Tim Brown played for Notre Dame, then played for the Raiders, and he won the Heisman at Notre Dame. And we got another one. You said
who's in the league now?
Yes, that,
currently in the league.
He was an All-American wide receiver.
So then he also played for Notre Dame.
No, he did not.
What
college did? The only way I'm going to get this is what college.
He played for my alma mater, Baylor University.
Corey Smith?
Corey Smith?
No, there's no Corey Smith that played at Baylor.
I know who you're talking about. I can't think of his name.
Well, who are you thinking he played? Who does he play
he
for
plays,
now?
He plays for the Cleveland.
Cleveland Browns?
No, he does not.
Okay.
Anyway, we don't know, Brian. What's the
you
answer?
Got us, Brian.
Okay. It was Terrence Williams. He played at W.T. White High School. Then he came to Baylor as a two-star recruit,
and played
with RG3 and Kendall Wright and all them guys. And he plays for Dallas Cowboys now. And he was an All-American receiver.
You know, Brian
Tim Brown and Terrence Williams.
Wow!
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it, brother.
Great question.
That is a great question. I'm impressed that you could pick Tim Brown.
Tim Brown one, yeah.
Yeah, he was 90s, I think.
Yeah.
But I remember he came out of high school in Dallas but went to Notre Dame. Interesting story there about he was talking about a guy who made it to the NFL who was barely recruited.
Yeah.
Or not highly recruited. I remember hearing the story about Jerry Rice, who's widely considered the best wide receiver in the history of football, period.
Yeah.
He's from Mississippi.
Right.
And I read this story, so I can't verify it. I'm just reading it. But he was like 5'11", when he graduated from a little small school outside of Columbus, Mississippi.
Okay. Did he play for Mississippi Valley?
And he wasn't recruited, I don't think, by SEC schools.
Because he's short.
Yeah. And he went to Mississippi Valley State University, which is in the Delta of Mississippi. And I don't know where they get their name, right? And then he grew 3 inches. He grew like 3 inches his freshman year. So he went from 5'11 to 6'2". And then he played for a quarterback. Willie Satellite Totten was the guy's name. This is 30 years ago or so. 25 years ago, who threw every down.
Yeah, I was going to say, some of those schools in Mississippi, that's what they did.
So you grow 3 inches, you get faster, and then you go where they throw every play.
Yeah.
So you get better out of repetition. So then he goes on to the NFL and becomes, what most people consider the greatest wide receiver of all time.
Wow, that's an interesting story.
Yeah, and wasn't even recruited by.
The problem with that is our listeners, the majority of them are probably not college football fans, and then we've lost half.
Really?
We just lost them.
Well, I think that's good trivia right there. You know, I'm not necessarily a fan of a lot of their questions either. So, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, folks. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. That's a human interest story.
That's very interesting.
All right, who's next?
All right, we go to Pennsylvania. Mike is on the line. Mike, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, thank you. It's great to be back on again.
Well, we're glad to have you back on, Mike. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
I'm going to go ahead with the hockey player, last one with a helmet.
Wow, I'm very interested. All right, what's the question
again?
That makes
me feel good. Go.
You got to ask the question again.
Who was the last professional hockey player to play without a helmet?
Well, that'd be Craig McTavish.
That's right, Craig McTavish.
Well, wow. Who did he play for, Mike?
Catfish who? What did you say?
He played for the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah. All right, wow, the last player to
what
play
was
without
name?
A helmet.
Craig McTavish?
McTavish?
Tavish.
Does the NHL make that mandatory now?
Oh, yeah. It's been mandatory for a couple of decades,
Yeah, that was
I think.
The last season was the 96-97 season.
Okay. So
I can't imagine playing hockey without a helmet. I mean, there must have been
a lot. Oh, they did. When I was growing up watching hockey, nobody had. Well, one player had a helmet. Because of an injury that was, and he was played for the Bruins, Ted Green, because he had been hit with a stick. Someone had just taken a two-hander and hit the guy, he missed a whole season, had to have surgery. So that it was very, very extremely rare. And like I said, going back into the 60s, maybe a couple of hockey players into the 70s, goalies, didn't wear masks. Ed Jockeman, I think, if I remember, was the last goalie Jason, the guy on, was that Halloween or something?
Friday the 13th. He wore a mask.
Yeah.
A hockey mask.
Hockey mask.
All right, Mike.
Hey, that's a great.
What do you got for us?
Did you have to look that up, Mike, or did you know it?
Well, I had to look that one up since all my other questions got answered.
Yeah, we encourage people to look stuff up. If you look it up on the internet, it's bound to be true. So. That's the way we look at it. What's your question for us, Mike?
Well, I have a music question. My question for you is, how many notes fall between the treble and bass clef? And can you name those notes?
Wait, hold on. Repeat the question again. We thought you were going to ask us about songs or groups or something like that. Now you're asking us about
how to actually make music.
Right. We don't have a music teacher on staff here.
No, but didn't you play in the band?
I played in the junior high orchestra.
That's right.
Yeah, for two or three years there.
Repeat your question, Mike.
Well, how many notes fall between the treble and the bass clef on a music sheet?
And what are their names, you said?
It's four.
Yes.
Okay. All right, guys. We're gonna talk amongst ourselves, Mike. Yeah. Their names, I'm gonna go with Bob, Frank, Terry, and Jim. Okay, because that's.
I think you're on the wrong path, Ed. And Wesley's not going to be able to help us
four.
At all.
The phrase, I have absolutely no idea, doesn't even do this justice.
But
I'm not even in the same universe.
We're talking about notes that fall between the cracks of life. Right, Mike?
I said, how many?
These are notes that if they'd have had help as, you know, as children, they would have made it.
You might as well ask me about Russian words.
All right,
words.
We don't know. I did play cello for a couple of years there.
I don't even know what cleft means.
It means like
treble.
Cleft notes.
Treble. I know that sometimes when I did something wrong, I was in trouble with my mom.
But
far as music, Mike, you got us. What is it? Mike, what's the answer?
Moment of silence.
Mike, please don't leave me hanging. Yes. I have got to know the answer to this. Did we lose Mike?
I think I might be back there. You guys have me here?
Yeah, we got you now.
Okay. I had a little cell trouble. The three notes are B, C, and D. The C is what's best known as middle C, and that's the reason for it, because it's the note that comes in between the treble and the bass clef.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's only on Thursdays, right there, Mike. This is Friday. Thank you, Mike.
Hey, appreciate it, brother. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Is on the air, and we're taking your calls. Let's go ahead back to the phones.
I'm a real boy.
All right, we go to Kansas, and Ginger is on the line.
Like Pinocchio.
That's what I was imitating. Off Shrek, Pinocchio there. All right, Ginger, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello to you, Ginger. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I don't know. I remember the questions. I had my answers to the questions. Somebody called in and answered them.
Okay. Well, we're going to ask them. We're going to repeat them real quick. Go ahead, Ed.
All right. I got three World Series questions. Only one Major League Baseball team outside the U.S. has ever won the World Series. What team is it? Second question, the New York Yankees have won the most World Series with 27. Which team is second? And my third question, the first World Series was held in 1903. What two teams played in it?
Wesley.
All right, Wesley.
Which country has the most volcanoes? And I've had to add one to the other ones have been answered. Is 45 a prime number?
Is 45 a prime number?
Yes.
Like in a lottery? Or
is it a primary color?
Is it a primary color?
Is it a 45 a prime number?
Yes, it's 45 a prime number.
Here are my two questions. What kind of person shall not be honored on a U.S. postal stamp according to the U.S. Postal Service? Who do they discriminate against? The U.S. Postal Service says, you're not having a stamp if you're this kind of person. It's really crazy that they would have that in this day and age, but anyway. You know, you would think we'd be advanced.
Yeah.
But I guess not, according to the Postal Service. Here's my second question. Which instrument, musical instrument, has 47 strings and 7 pedals?
Wow.
Yes, sir. 47 strings and 7 pedals.
All right, Ginger, any of those float your boat?
Okay. I'll give a guess out.
To which one?
Which question?
10.
Okay, I got two questions.
Yeah, the organ, is it organ?
Question is, which instrument has 47 strings and 7 pedals? And Ginger from Kansas takes a guess that it's the organ. That's actually a state, Ginger. it's not organ. It's not organ. But that is a very good guess.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, you can. Can you wait 5 minutes for us to come back from our break?
I've been waiting this long. Yes, I will.
Okay.
She'll wait.
Well, thank you, Ginger, for your patience. We got to take a 5-minute break for news. And when we come back, Ginger, you are first up, okay?
Yep. And then Jessica in Tennessee and other callers from Tashia from Texas, Jacob from Alabama, and Shelby in Arkansas, and Tom in Virginia. We'll get as many of these calls on as we can when we get back from this break. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.